protecting endangered species. Stories from Czech zoos.
Chomutov Zoo, located on the outskirts of the North Bohemian city, was officially established in 1975. But as many other zoos established in the regions, the foundations for it were laid much earlier, around 1932, when it started out as an entertainment park with animals. Miroslav Bartnický, head of the park's zoology department, says the park's transformation into a proper zoo was gradual.
Zoopark Chomutov byl založen v roce 75 pod názvem Lesopark Chomutov.
Chomutov Zoo was founded in 1975 under the name Lesopark Chomutov. It was basically part of the town's public grounds, meaning it was freely accessible to people. Over the years, more and more animals were acquired, and since 1996, the zoo's management had the grounds closed off and started charging fees. It was only then that it gained the status of a zoo as we know it today. This year we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of the founding of Chomutov Zoo.
Thanks to its extensive grounds, the zoo has three thematic zones, a classical zoo with immersive enclosures integrated into the natural terrain, the Euro Safari section navigable via the Safari Express, and Stará Ves, an open-air museum showcasing traditional Krušné hory architecture. Today, the zoo has over 1,000 animals of 161 breeds, mainly from the Palearctic region, covering Europe, much of Asia, and parts of northern Africa. Among them are 14 endangered species. The zoo is particularly successful in breeding the Bukhara deer, a breed that was once classed as critically endangered due to loss of its natural habitat and hunting. Miroslav Bartnický explains.
My jsme zapojení do evropského záchovného programu v rámci EASA.
We are involved in the European Endangered Species Program within EAZA, the Association of European Zoos and Aquariums, which coordinate breeding projects. And I am proud to say that Bukhara deer are under the care of the Chomutov Zoo Park. We are in charge of their stud book. These deer come from Central Asia, from the river basins of the Amu Darya and Sir Darya, that is their natural habitat. Those basins were once covered with swampy areas where the deer thrived. However, due to human intervention, the area dried out considerably, becoming very arid. The deer still live there, but their numbers declined sharply, partly due to hunting. Fortunately, these Central Asian republics took action, creating several reserves, and in their natural habitat, the numbers are increasing. However, the same cannot be said for European zoos, where the number of Bukhara deer are decreasing, so we're trying hard to at least maintain their numbers and not let them disappear from European zoos altogether. Only 10 zoos in Europe now have them. Here in Chomutov, we currently have the largest herd in Europe. There are around 40 of them here. We breed them and send them to other zoos involved in the project. Germany, the Netherlands, the Baltic states, and so on.
Německo, Holandsko, prostě po Baltí.
The zoo is praised for its engaging layout, conservation focus, and family-friendly attractions. There are lots of interactive facilities, a train for children, a petting zoo, rope climbing playgrounds, and educational installations sprinkled throughout the grounds. In order to generate awareness of endangered species and what the zoo is doing to help preserve the breeds, it established an environmental education center offering ecological education programs for schools and the public. Miroslav Bartnický says the zoo is continuously expanding, but the main accent remains on programs involving endangered species.
Tak my vlastně v současné době máme především ty zubry. Zubry u nás můžete vidět.
Right now our main focus is on the European bison, which came near extinction in the past. You can see bison here in two places, in the main part of the zoo and also in the Euro Safari area, where we have a second group of lowland bison. We work closely with other Czech and Slovak zoos that keep bison and with the Czech Landscape Organization, which, among other things, also manages a bison herd in the Milovice Reserve. Just this year, we sent a young female bison to Milovice and another young female was part of a group of six animals that were transported to a Spanish reserve. So we're trying to contribute to programs focused on this particular species.
Many of the animals can be viewed moving around freely in open spaces. Others have their enclosures. Visitors can admire camels, the Mishmi tuckin and golden tuckin, endangered goat antelopes, Eurasian lynxes, brown bears, macaque monkeys, grey seals and yellow-throated martens. A lot of space is given to hooved animals, also known as ungulates. There are quite a few wild donkeys from Asia, wild yaks and species of rare birds. The zoo became the first in Czechoslovakia to successfully breed cormorants and pelicans. Since the zoo keeps animals from the Palearctic region, most of them are used to a moderate to cold climate, so they do not require special care and can handle the local climate without problems. However, other areas present a major challenge. In 2023, the zoo opened a jellyfish pavilion, the only zoo in Czechia that offers this treat. Miroslav Brnický explains how this uncharacteristic exposition for a landlocked country came about.
Začátek byl samozřejmě, pokud můžu říct, velice pragmatický nebo praktický.
The reason at the outset was very pragmatic. We had a space we didn't know what to do with, a relatively small area with no connection to outdoor spaces or natural daylight. Then we remembered seeing a jellyfish pavilion at the zoo in Berlin and we thought, well, maybe jellyfish could work here as well. Only for us, it was completely uncharted territory. In the Czech Republic, no zoo has what I'd call a larger exhibit. In fact, no one has more than two tanks with jellyfish, so we had to start from scratch. We got in touch with a Czech breeder who keeps jellyfish, and in January 2023, we opened a small exhibit with eight tanks. We now have seven species on display, and I think I can safely say that we have handled the challenge well, and we were pleasantly surprised by the public's reaction and interest.
Animal enclosures, especially for seals, bears and macaques, are spacious and thoughtfully integrated into the landscape, often among the largest of their kind in Central Europe. Miroslav Brnický says that the seals pavilion is particularly popular with visitors.
Tuleni a vůbec ploutvonožci jsou obecně v zoologických zahradách samozřejmě lákadlem pro každého.
Seals are, of course, a major attraction in any zoo. Here in Chomutov, we have grey seals, which we've kept since 1992. Last year, we had to put down our male, Kašek, who had a big fan following. He was the oldest living male in the European breeding program, and at 41 years, had reached a truly remarkable age. Right now, we have just two females who are very active. Tomina especially wows the crowds by her prowess and her ability to catch birds just for the fun of it. It's happened a few times that an unsuspecting wild bird landed in the enclosure and she just snapped it up. So even if it's just the two females here, they are still very worth seeing.
Given the steadily increasing visitor numbers in the new millennium, which have now reached 250,000 a year, the zoo introduced train rides to facilitate the movement around the grounds. Miroslav Brnický says the trains are a major attraction for children.
V roce asi 2000 byl vlastně otevřený cca 30-hektarový areál.
Around the year 2000, we opened a 30-hectare area known as the Euro Safari, a part of the park that visitors normally cannot enter on foot. The route first takes them through the classic part of the park and then also into the Euro Safari, where large hoofed animals roam freely. The route is about 1.5 kilometers long, and during the ride, you can see herds of bison, wild horses, muflon and various species of deer.
In view of the zoo's extensive grounds, much of the animal feed needed is grown on the premises. It has fields and meadows used to make hay for the ungulates as well as for growing crops and vegetables. Some things are also acquired from local farmers. Since 2005, a large part of the zoo has been protected as a European site of community importance, making it part of a European ecological network established to protect biodiversity within the European Union. The zoo is also part of the national network of rescue stations for injured wildlife and cares for permanently handicapped animals that cannot be returned to the wild after treatment.